America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. The Irish music is not about me. It is about the president and his trip to Ireland in search of his roots. Sounds so odd to say that, doesn't it? But yes, indeed, apparently there are relatives way back when that are part of the Obama clan. So, we're going to head to Ireland in just a second. But first, let me set up a few other things. The menu here on this hour of ATN. Here's what's in store. A lot of you upset about tornadoes, and I understand why. Some of you talking about family members being stuck very close to the disaster areas. So we'll jump to our mailbag coming up in our second segment. Also, some of you in California reacted to the Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision deciding to reduce the prison population in Cali. And what does that mean? Who's being released to swarm your neighborhoods sometime in the near future? You know what they always say? Oh, no. It's not the violent criminals. You don't have to worry about that. And then you find out, oh, somebody slipped in. There was a couple guys here and this, you know, not to be a naysayer, but we know how that story ends, right? Speaking of how the story ends, bravo to the L.A. Police Department and the fact that they picked up somebody in connection with a baseball fan who was beaten so badly that he had brain damage. And they found out that this suspect also is a gang member. Why am I not surprised? What's going on with the Mississippi? How about the cleanup and the recovery, sadly, in Joplin, Missouri, and a couple of other hot spots? And if that weren't enough, great fair or foul. They're kicking it off this week in New York City. No smoking on the streets. So you can't smoke outdoors. You can't smoke indoors. What do you do? I'm just thinking in my mind, like a Cheech and Chong movie. Somebody, it's like hiding a joint somewhere. People are going to have to sneak cigarettes and hope that the alarm bells don't go off or cops don't see them and give them a ticket walking down the street, because that's what will happen. If you run outside, which many people do, that used to be the thing, okay, you're not smoking inside, there's a policy in the company, there is no place to smoke, you run out for a smoke break, then you come back in. I was just in New York, 5 months ago and saw that. So now there's no smoking on the streets, and how tough will it be to enforce that? And don't you think it's a little big brotherish? I'm not a smoker, but it just creeps me out that people could get tickets for running down or going down the elevator, running outside quickly to light up a smoke. Where are they going to smoke? And ultimately, what does that mean? What's next? See, that's what I always think. What's next? Be careful what you wish for. It might not be your vice today, but it might be your vice the next time around. All right, so let's talk about the rock star reception the Prez got in Ireland. And really, that's truly what happened. Now in the UK, going to see Parliament, but let's stick with what happened earlier. It was about shillelaghs and all things Irish, green beers, etc., when the President and Michelle Obama touched down in Ireland. Thousands of people on hand to greet the president. He did a speech in Dublin on Monday. He referenced the 19th century flood of Irish immigration to the United States and all the contributions of the Irish to American life. I don't think he did that, by the way. Here's some of the outtakes, if you will, or snippets of the president.
Both of our nations have faced great trials in recent years, including recessions so severe that many of our people are still trying to fight their way out. If they keep on arguing with you, just respond with a simple creed. Is failing. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
He got it in Gaelic. Yes, we can. What he got a huge reaction for, because thousands and thousands of people turned out in Dublin, was when he said, Irish punches above its weight. And all of that makes a huge difference around the world. And he said he wanted to just express to the Irish people how inspired that we've been by the progress that's been made in Northern Ireland. And bravo for that, because certainly we do express that. I know from my own family and hearing the conversations, that is a big deal. And then he talked about a couple of other things, Irish, if you will, and in a park with trees planted by former presidents, John F. Kennedy and Bill Clinton. He was there to finish the address and ended up sipping a Guinness beer when he ducked into briefly for a few minutes into a pub. And then it's off and on to the rest of the tour, and the rest of the tour includes France and, you know, a couple of other countries. The UK is also on the menu. He already flew to England, in fact, so that there wouldn't be any complications from that plume of volcanic ash that's spreading like wildfire from the volcano that just seems to ground planes in Iceland. So he got to England a little bit earlier just to make sure there weren't any problems. And I said that part of it, besides the speech and the pat on the back to Ireland and a couple of meetings and the big reception and all of that, questions abound about the lineage of the president, shall we say. And in Ireland, he believes that he can trace his family's history back. And that's a big thing to do now with so many people, and obviously with the president, it's a very big thing when you think of what he's just been through and the accusations and everything else about his birthplace and family and all the speculating. So he decided to go to a small village called Moneygal, and there's about 300 people there, and people were running around with Obama T-shirts and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And that's where his great-great-great-grandfather was from. So that village couldn't have been more exciting. They say they really spruced it up since the Prez was going to make that one of the definite places that he ducked into. And sure enough, he did that. As they say, relatives in Ireland are kind of like a dime a dozen. There's just so many of them if you think you have family in Ireland. And this is pretty much the start, and has been for the last couple of weeks, the start of his 2012 re-election campaign. And he mixed that in with this Emerald Isle visit, calling it a homecoming, a gesture of solidarity and kinsmanship in troubled times. Now it's off to England. He's already there, like I mentioned. And we're off to check the mail coming up around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Father's Day is coming up. A rather confusing day, I would think, for Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? Schwarzenegger, it turns out, might have fathered a bunch of other children out of wedlock. They call them love children or love kids. Jane Seymour, the actress of late, probably seen on Dancing with the Stars a couple of years ago. Remember she was on that show? Oh, what was that show? The Medicine Woman or something. I never watched it.
Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Of course you know it. You were probably watching it with bated breath every week.
No, it was just on, I think, during the day when I skipped school.
Dr. Quinn's on. I can't go to school. So Dr. Quinn said to some gossip magazine, and of course it went viral, that she knew of at least two other kids that he fathered and that she felt there would be many more. Then there was a reporter in the UK who also did a biography of Arnold who says the same thing, that most of the women were nothing like the Maria Shriver's powerful or influential families or beautiful bombshell women, just kind of plainish women that worshipped him. So he fell in with them, if you will. I'll tell you one person who has to be happy about this. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's true. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is not doing well this year. He's out of the top 10 for the first time since, like, 97, as far as the PGA Golf Tour is concerned. And it's like he's not even part of the big discussion anymore. It's every other third golfer, somebody different each and every week. So he has to be, I hate to say it, he has to be happy that somebody else bumped him off of that category of, oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. 25 years of being married to Maria Shriver. And, you know, this is all titillating nonsense, but in a sense, who cares? Arnold was friendly and nice to people, supposedly, when he met them. Really friendly. So, do we really care if Maria Shriver knew or didn't know? But you would have to think, it's just intriguing, you would have to think, how could she not know some of this? How could she not know that he was fooling around? I mean, really, is it like a racehorse where they have the blinders on so they just move forward and that's what was going on there? The housekeeper thing is just creepy, I think. For 20 years, she's employed in the same place, knowingly with his child and how many times they hook up or whatever. And, of course, now it's field day. Everybody, it's open season on Arnold Schwarzenegger. Any woman ever who's been with him could come out in a second. That's what happened with Tiger Woods. But it wasn't about children with Woods. It was about how many porn stars and whoever else he fooled around with. In the case of Schwarzenegger, if this is really true with the kids, wow. I bet Maria Shriver can't get a divorce fast enough from this guy. And luckily, she's in the state of California. That should happen pretty quickly. But they're devout Catholics, which then would mean an annulment process. Also, that could be easy to do. She would have to file it against him. So, I'm thinking what's going to happen there. Just thinking out loud. So I brought this up at the beginning of the hour. How much is too much? And am I wrong on this about New York City cracking down on outdoor smoke? I think it's just a little too over the top. And this is from a non-smoker. I am not a smoker. I don't smoke. I don't like clothes that smell like smoke. I worked in a bar once a very long time ago and didn't smoke. And every time I came out, I might as well have smoked a pack of cigarettes because everybody was smoking. So I get all that, but I just think at some point, when is enough enough? When is it too much? When are we going down the path of, if somebody wants to smoke cigarettes, let them have a place. Let them have a place on the planet where they can smoke. So you tell them they can't smoke indoors, can't smoke in restaurants. And I think in restaurants we all like that now, including the people who smoke. But if they have to run outside and smoke, what's going to happen? I mean, you're going to have crazy people. You know how tough it is to kick nicotine? Did you ever try to stop smoking? Anybody out there listening smoke for a while or have friends or family that smoke? Oh, you'll have crazed nicotine raging people running around the city of New York desperate to get it, to be able to light it up somewhere. So they can't smoke in parks, not this whole outside thing. The cops are told to crack down on it, and like they need something else to crack down on. Let's not worry about all this. Let's get down to it. There are 1,700 parks and open spaces. We're talking about 43 square miles. It's illegal to smoke in any of them. If you do get caught smoking, you know what it is? A $50 fine. $50 fine. So if somebody is trying to kick the nicotine habit, I guess go to New York and you'll go crazy. It'll be just like you went to Betty Ford or somewhere and they just totally have you off the sauce. You are off the nicotine if you're afraid to get snagged and have to pay some fines. So smoking bans, parks, beaches, marinas, board, all that, everywhere. Forget it. And they're saying it's to prevent the effects of secondhand smoke, which, again, I understand the secondhand smoke thing. I just think it's just, I don't know, I think it's just way over the top. So here I am defending people's right to smoke. And I just think of other things, alcohol and people getting behind the wheel of a car when they're slammed, and certainly that would affect people. There are a lot of things we could point to. Certainly people texting in cars, which we know they're trying to do things with that, but it hasn't happened yet. Now, I can think probably of 10 other things that would affect all of us. And, you know, how many vices are there? I mean, what other vices? You can't just put a cover, I guess, on all of it. But at the same time, I mean, we have this stuff with the kids and cameras and lunches and trying to regulate what's happening in the schools with what they're eating. And there are so many other paths we could take on this one. So I am, I guess, shockingly, because I know I'm going to take some crap for this, but I'm sort of defending the smoker here. I am defending the smoker. If I don't like the smell of smoke and everything, I've always found ways to get around it, except for the time that I briefly worked in the bar. But I just think you can't expect people to cold turkey it. And you think of people commuting into a city, and then they work in these high rises, and then they go downstairs, and I don't know. Maybe people are just going to risk it and smoke in the bathroom. I'm not sure. This is pretty risky, too. We talk about the floods in, you know, Louisiana, so that Baton Rouge and New Orleans won't be flooded out. The Morganza Spillway, they've opened 3 floodgates. And now I'm starting to really see a lot of the pictures of what's going on here. And there have been some brutal mistakes, I think, not this time around, but just in general in the past that have happened with redirecting the Mississippi. And some people eventually are going to really pay for this. We're already going to pay for what's happening here because it's probably $2 billion worth of properties that are facing this flood damage from the opening of that spillway. And this was to divert the river that could flood over 21,000 homes. So $2 billion. CoreLogic analyzed this, and that's how they came up with that. And they're in the path of the deliberate flooding on the part of the Army Corps of Engineers, which has opened all these different bays along the spillway to flood the rural areas so that they could spare, as I said, the two big ones, Baton Rouge and New Orleans. 11% of the homes in the Morganza parishes could be flooded. So that's 3 of the 9 towns within 3 parishes. Ooh. It's potentially an unbelievable amount of damage. And the 100-year flood zones are these areas determined by FEMA to have a 1% annual chance of flooding. And this was passed back in 73 because of what happened with the Mississippi. So the flood is going to wreak havoc with the local economy. Think of the people who make a living doing different things in those communities. What's going on with their jobs? So it's not just their house, but their jobs. It makes me sad to see that. I see these houses that are floating, and I think of what stupid decisions were made a long time ago, back in 1950, when they tried to redirect the Mississippi, but ultimately how catastrophic this whole thing could be. Stay with us.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Give out my digits and I go to you. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on all this stuff that I've been blathering about, please do. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Howdy, Dan. Yes, Dan?
Top of the evening to you, Katie. Mr. Skate. Mr. Skate, I should say. And isn't it wonderful that our wonderful lad Obama has found his Irish roots? Now, if he could just find that he was related to the O'Cohans, he could also cement his Jewish relations with the Israelis as well. It's such a nice, soft evening to be talking about the little scud sucker.
You're brutal.
No, just kidding.
But you know what? I love your jokes. You got to give me a good joke. You give me good jokes. You do. You give good joke.
Okay. There was this guy standing in front of the gorilla cage with his beautiful wife, and he says, "Hey, you want to excite this gorilla?" And she said, "Yeah." He says, showing a little bit of boob. She says, "Oh, somebody will see." He says, "Nobody's looking." So she whipped it out. He opened the door and slammed her. He says, "Now tell him you've got a headache."
I knew you had one. You were so good at telling those jokes. Bravo, that was good. Oh, that was good. I got to remember it.
And how are you tonight?
I'm good. You just made me feel better.
Well, why? Were you feeling down?
Feeling down, but you made me really laugh, and that was good.
You got a lusty laugh, my lady.
That was good. That was a good joke.
Well, I called one of my relatives today in Missouri, and I asked her, did she get hit by that tornado? She says, no, it was 25 miles from her.
Ooh, 25 miles.
Yeah, but she said they was getting hammered by the rain, and her road was flooded out. She's in Granby, and all of my kin are back there. I've got more damn whites, the name white, than you can shake a stick back there. They're all over there and in Oklahoma and into Illinois. I mean, my my late great-grandfather produced 11 boys.
11 boys.
They had 13 children, and 11 of them survived. The girls didn't make it, but he produced 11 sons. And so that's how I'm related to all the damn whites back there.
That's crazy. Wow, 11 is such a high number. That's
it
amazing.
It was. Well, you can understand. I mean, that was right after the Civil War, and he had fought in the Civil War, and he had a Civil War pension of $700 a month. He was a bugler. He was from Germany originally, and he was twice decorated for valor and twice wounded, and he once was told to blow a retreat, and he saw that they were going to win the battle, so he blew a charge instead, and he was credited by his commanding general for being instrumental in the winning of that. So when he was wounded twice, he received a pension of $700 a month, which was an unheard of pension for those days.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was a lot of money. It'd be like giving somebody $7,000 now.
Yeah. Good for him. Wow.
He bought farms, and when each one of his boys reached the age of 21, he gave each one of them a farm.
Boy, that's something. That's back in the good days.
That was back in the days when you did it all by hand.
Yes.
You did all farming by mule and plow and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
And you did it all by hand. And, you know, I can't imagine going back to that. But I was listening to your program last night with that gentleman you were talking to about getting the food ready and everything.
Yeah.
I think he's right. I think we're really going to have to start learning some of the old-fashioned things that we used to do, like how to make candles, how to grow our own food, and how to grow flax, and how to grow cotton, and tobacco, of course, and other things. So that it involves all the smokers out there as well.
Yeah, you're
look,
right.
I'm going to let you go, but you
right,
have a
Dan.
Wonderful evening, sweetheart.
You too. And I'm glad he brought that up. We talked with Tom Lewis. If you go to our website, you can get the Tom Lewis interview. And that's one of the things that he talked about is the fact that because of the way the topsoil is going, that you better just learn these things, because if disaster strikes, which inevitably there are things that are going to happen with food and whatnot, you can't assume that you'll be able to click everything and it's going to be, you know, click your heels and it's all going to be there. Let's go to, who's listening to us? It's my buddy in Wyoming. It's Don in Wyoming. Double D. Hey, Don, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on there, Kate? Was this a joke I heard today, or did Obama's limousine really get high-centered?
It did.
If it's from you, I'll take it for truth. Oh, it really did, huh?
It really did.
You know, something's going on weird. You know, what was it, a year or so ago, and Dingbat Blonde and her husband got into the party at the White House without, you know, proper credentials, and, you know, Michelle Obama's on an Air Force jet that almost gets hit in mid-sky. And now you're telling me, you know, these guys are, you know, the thing they go through. And, I mean, I remember when I was in Denver when Clinton came there once, and, I mean, they were going through all the sewer drainage, you know, the big things that cover, what do you call those things that cover the road, the sewer thingy there, and taping those over, and, you know.
Oh, the manhole covers, yeah.
Manholes, that's the word. I've been thinking all day what the heck that means. And taping up the mailboxes, taping up everything, you know. And I'm just shaking my head like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, it just seems like it's loosey-goosey right now with the Secret Service and him. Have you noticed that, or I don't know, so.
Well, the thing with the people that crashed the party, I forget what their name is, the Salehis or whoever they were, I think that was, how did that happen? And remember then all of a sudden the White House press secretary steps away from her job after that. And I don't know if it's loosey-goosey, but you're right. There's some weird things that have happened. So now you have, like you said, you've got this Cadillac that was stuck for 15 minutes. It was very strange. In fact, it's even posted on YouTube, and it just couldn't get out of the embassy, and it was wedged on the curb, and people were gasping, and you could hear that in the video. It's crazy.
Well, what's the deal about this thing in Ireland? I mean, his mother was American. We know that. She was white. You know, she's got Irish ancestry, obviously, and that's why he's there. But I don't understand what the big deal about it is. I mean, you know, like I said, once I found out I had Irish in me, I had to admit that I was a mutt, you know, and the whole country is, you know. So it's like find somebody that's straight origin from another country is pretty rare right now, I think. So there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't know what the big deal about it is. I mean, you know, the issue about the birth thing is over with now, and so I don't know. So it doesn't make any big difference to me, you know. I mean, so, but anyway, though, switching gears, yeah, I remember Hillary and Bill, you know, there's obviously a lot of people got the idea that that was a political marriage, you know, and it obviously worked out because, you know, Hillary's now been a senator, you know, first lady, a U.S. senator, and now Secretary of State, you know, and so it doesn't surprise me what happened with Schwarzenegger and Maria. You know, like I said, I was trying to tell you the other day before we ran out of time, now, she is a Kennedy, and it just kind of makes me wonder if she, once she found out about his infidelity, if she just made an arrangement with him that, you know what, we're going to win governor of California, and I'm going to be first lady there, and then as soon as it's over with, we're done. So, you know, I don't know, or maybe she didn't know. You know, it does kind of, you know.
It seems odd.
You would think if she did know, that woman would not have been working for 20 years for him until just recently, you know.
Oh, yeah. There's no way. I think for the housekeeper, I can't imagine that she knew that, because I think you're right. I don't believe that Maria Shriver would have kept her as the housekeeper. All the other philanderings, though, and, you know, his roving eye and whatnot, I would think that she would have suspected that was always a possibility. But all these children, I mean, how many children did he father?
Well, you know, and I brought it up the other day, you know, you look at these guys and, you know, with testosterone, they're using, you know, steroids and stuff. We know Arnold did when he was a bodybuilder, and I'm absolutely positive Tiger was on steroids, and, you know, the side effect of it is, you know, you have a bigger libido or whatever, something like that, you know, and at least that's what Jose said in his book, you know, and, you know, you turn into a sex crazed monk, and, I mean, guys are already sex crazed as it is, you know, but, you know, this just intensifies it, I don't know. It's sad to see this going on. I always had the highest respect for Arnold, but you know what? I think I'm done with him, because I'll tell you what, I don't care who you are or what you are, when you're having sex with a woman in your own bed,
that's ballsy.
You share with your wife, you know? That's just terrible. So
I think so too.
I've been studying this stuff here lately, and hopefully we'll be talking about it more this week. I'll give you a hit on it first. I've been, you know, with this oil crisis, I don't know, think we're in a crisis, but how much the price of oil is in right now, and, you know, and there's, you know, it's, I've been trying to figure out what's going to be the fastest solution to dropping the price of gas / dropping our dependency on oil. And I don't know if you know this or not, there's one automobile manufacturer in America that builds one car that has an option where you can buy it as a natural gas vehicle. Do you know who that is?
Who is it?
Honda Civic. You can actually buy a Honda
Civic. Oh, is that right?
Civic.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
You can buy a Honda Civic in a natural gas conversion. Right now, just to tell you where natural gas is at, it's running $1.02 a gallon. You get the same gas mileage as you do with regular gas, but you're 40, you're 25, you're, you know, 300% cheaper. So we're talking
about...
Well,
that sounds good. That sounds good to me. You know, we've talked about those alternatives before. Don, thanks. We'll catch up on the energy thing next time around. Hang with us, everybody. We're going to check the mail.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Checked and triple checked, ran all the numbers, and I'm here to tell you that Shackelford won the Preakness. So our Triple Crown Challenge, which contained the Preakness, the second leg, it was the win, place, or show thing. You had to give us your trifecta. Nobody nailed the trifecta. There were some people that had Shackelford, but they didn't have the other horses in a row. And, of course, Animal Kingdom was beaten out, came in second, so placed in that one. And it's too bad. A lot of people had high hopes for Animal Kingdom. But don't we always hear that every single year? A horse that wins a Kentucky Derby, even though everybody says, oh, this horse didn't really have what it takes, or this horse didn't really run well here, suddenly they have a good chance to win the Triple Crown. They're going to do it. They're going to get to the Preakness, and we all get roped into it. But the key thing was that many of you didn't pick Animal Kingdom. Many of you picked other horses. You had to pick three in a row. Nobody did it. I wish somebody had. We have one more race left, Belmont in New York. Again, a crop of horses. Some of them might be different horses. Doesn't matter if you don't know about horse racing. It's about the numbers. So you can pick three different numbers in a row, whatever ones you want to pick, and probably not in a row because they would be post positions, but three different numbers. And if your three numbers hit, it's like hitting the lottery. You win the Sports Princess Library, or if you're not into sports, we have a political library. You can have the political library. It's your choice. I just hope somebody gets a chance to do that. That's coming up in the next couple of weeks here on ATN. Without further ado, though, it's time to check your email. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let's do Simon Says. Can you do that again?
You have mail, mistress.
It's just too infrequent in my life that a man does what I say with just simply asking. That's why I like it. I know I get a weird kick out of it. Okay, how about this? Let's move to this one from Jake in Austin, who is a frequent emailer of the show and has threatened to actually call. That will be doomsday if he calls, because he's been threatening that for a very, very long time. I think since I first got on the air, he's been paying attention to America Tonight. So Jake says, hello, Kate Delaney. What's up with the Judgment Day thing? I think that Harold Camping is all wet. He's just trying to make some money off of the Bible. Can I say that? Now he's saying Judgment Day is going to come on October 21st. How convenient is that? I heard the reports that you were talking about where people had actually committed suicide and they thought they were tying it to Doomsday. Shame on him. If he is a man of faith, why would he do that to people? Why would he stir it up knowing that there is a chance that somebody will do something ridiculous, even hurt themselves or their family, for fear that it is the end of days? Yeah, that whole thing about Doomsday and predictions and tragedy, there have been a bunch of times where it's happened. You think of in the late 90s, that crazy group, Heaven's Gate Christian, the UFO group, that thought that the comet was a sign that one comet, I think it's the Hale-Bopp, was a sign that Jesus was returning and the world would end. And enough people believed it. And there were lots of conversations about it, and it became a fanatical obsession with some. And 40 people killed themselves. 40 people all decided to kill themselves. How sad. For what? For what reason was this? And there is that problem with the camping deal. How many people take it to the extreme and decide they're going to jump ahead of the prophecy? So now we have a new date, a fresh date. And the fresh date is October 21st. And I think that is a big concern. And there are a lot of people now that have egg on their face. There were all those billboards that were up all over the place, and they're trying to say that really it was just opening the gates to, we have 5 months and there you go. We didn't mean that the world was going to end over the weekend. We meant that no, that it was actually the 5 month countdown was on, you know, whatever. That's called spin. That's what that's called. Sorry. That's what it is, quite simply. All right, let's move on. This one is from John Doe. I love it. John Doe. John Doe, listening to us in Vermont, says, Kate, I have to protect my identity because I know how many people, for some bizarre reason, love Mama Palin. I'm not a big Sarah Palin fan. I don't hate Sarah Palin. I just think she's a dummy. I don't understand why so many people are intoxicated by Palin. I happen to see that there is a book coming out about Sarah Palin and that someone has written a scathing tell-all type of deal saying that she was ready to quit as governor months before she actually resigned and wanted to leave office because of the money. She's all about the dough. She wants the opportunity to speak so she can get more of the dough. She's not going to run for president. Why would she run for president? It's too good to be Sarah Palin. I just don't get it. Kate, there are smarter women out there. Please tell me this is all a dream. All right, John Doe, protecting your name so that you don't get accused of Palin bashing, although quite simply you obviously don't like Sarah Palin. Well, here's the thing. He mentions the thing about this tell-all book. The problem when someone does a tell-all book, if you're part of the inner circle and you've been there for a while and you thought that about her, well, then why didn't you leave earlier? Anytime, you know, that's like that axe to grind thing. So there's going to be a lot of people that are going to say, you know, whatever. You're making money and because of Sarah Palin. So will a lot of people buy the book? I don't know. It's going to get buzz, and it already has gotten buzz, but will it actually be a big seller? You think of her book and how many people ran out and bought that. And there are absolutely, Sarah Palin has a lot of followers. Arnold had a lot of followers until he flubbed up as governor at the tail end of his administration. And now this stuff with the kids. So you just don't know that there are some people, and I think Sarah Palin is one of them. She's like Hillary Clinton in a much different way, except for that they have this in common. They're very polarizing. People either really, really like Sarah Palin and get it, or really, really just don't like Sarah Palin and think she's, as he said, a dummy. And the same with Hillary Clinton. People either really, really like her, or they really, really can't stand her and think she's a power-hungry broad who pushed her husband into politics or whatever. And that's the thing. That's what they have in common. All right, here's one from Christy who says, Kate, I've been listening to America Tonight for a while now. This DSK is such an idiot. I just don't get it. Why can't they nail him to the wall? I hope he does time. Did you read this stuff about the DNA they found? Give me a break. Okay, so they have test results that came back that showed DNA from Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the former International Monetary Fund leader, matched material on the clothes of the Manhattan hotel maid who says that he attacked her. That's not good for him. What was the material that was found on the shirt? I don't know. It was a sample from him, and it was submitted, and they tested it. That, like I said, that's not going to look good for DSK, who's denying what happened. And this is a guy who was a French presidential contender. He's been charged with a criminal sex act, attempted rape, and sexual abuse. He flew into America on a private plane. He was eating caviar and expensive champagne, staying in one of the finest hotels in Manhattan. Then he spent time in Rikers, had his wife come over with $1 million in cash, and put up a $5 million bond as well. He's under house arrest now at a lower Manhattan apartment. Oh, how the mighty can fall.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Idiot! It's simple!
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?